don't say anything really good because the cameras might not be on.
Penis.
Lovely. Yay! Aww. Aww. We're going to talk about penis.
No. No penis talk.
Too big to fit in here.
You're like, no.
I love that film so much.
I haven't watched that film in a million
years. I watched it a week. I love it so much.
Good.
Oh my God, the sweetest thing.
Like, is it true that Devil Wears Prada 2 is actually coming out?
I think it's an AI generated.
Oh no.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even see it.
If they have the date 2025, I think it is fake.
No, I want it to be real. Paul, can someone please... I love when Paul is wrong. So if someone could message me and let me know. My God.
Or illustrate on us. Cunt.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Right. So it's time to get into the bonus episode. Yeah. It's time for our hot take.
Hot take.
Stop doing that. So it is time for our hot take. And this week we are talking about growing old gracefully.
Which I know nothing about.
No,
well,
hold on.
Well, you are so growing
let,
old
let
gracefully.
Let me just say, you well, actually yes, are sorry, currently you growing are. Old gracefully because you have not been touched by an angel.
I have not been pricked by a doctor.
My God, you are gross.
Sorry, that's three champagnes in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Trigetan.
So, myself and Carol... are so connected, you could call us sisters because we share the most intimate thing in life.
Yes, our Botox doctor.
Our Botox doctor. We have the same injector. We have done for years. It's bonded
us. I am never leaving her. She's phenomenal.
I swear to God. I actually do be sometimes, I do sometimes get nervous about, and I love her. She's the best injector in the world because she trains people in how to inject.
Yeah.
But... I get nervous. I'm like, Rua, if you get too busy and you can't fix my face.
That's why I get nervous, but I'm like, Rua, don't take up more clients. You seriously. I was here first.
Yeah. I know. I'm genuinely like, because I think I started getting Botox when I was 33.
Oh yeah. Do you want to tell everyone that story?
Oh yeah, go on.
We'll come back to that in a second. Mm. But I started to get Botox when I was 33.
Now,
it wasn't with Rua.
Oh, you traitor.
No, well, it was my first time. It was before Rua existed.
Before
Rua. But basically, I only used to get it at that stage, like once a year. It was like at 33, I was like, I get it once a year. And
like
then
trial
I moved
and
to
error
like,
type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then I moved to like twice a year. And then... Now I think
and
I'm
now
still
it's seven on, times a year. Now
it's every second week. No, I still only get it done, I'd say every three times
a
year.
Yeah, I get 3 times a year.
Yeah, like 3 times a year I get it done. I've investigated a few other tweakments. but Rua is by far my best. So basically, I think I've been going to Rua for about five years.
I'm 5 years, since I was 38.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we probably went and started to see her.
Yeah, we probably did.
I think you recommended her to me.
God, I could have. Jeez,
through Siobhan.
Maybe 6 years.
It could have been.
Yeah. She actually, it could have been.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. Anyway, Rua is the goddess. And basically, the first time I got done, which wasn't with Rua,
you were bold.
I was very bold. So basically, we had a Botox party in our house.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've heard of these, but I don't know what they are.
I think it's illegal. So if the guards turn up tomorrow.
You drink wine and you shouldn't be putting Botox.
Well, no, the doctor said, no, we didn't tell the doctor we were drinking wine. The doctor was like, obviously no alcohol. We were like, obviously we were having a glass of wine before we went into the doctor.
Yeah.
So the doctor was in. Am I supposed to be telling this story?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, it's
anyway,
done, so
it happened. Well, imagine in the press gets arrested for having an illegal Botox party.
You're not saying who it was. So
yeah, you're not saying it was.
It was not me who did it. Well, I didn't do the job. Anyway, we had a Botox party in the house. We had I think everyone had a glass of wine, but you're obviously not supposed to do that at all. In fact, don't do that.
Yeah, because it makes you bruise more.
Multiple.
Sure. Anyway.
Well, that's what I've heard.
Then... they were like, so the doctor was very good and was like, don't go to the gym, don't fly for 24 hours.
Yeah, the doctor was pretty good.
Remember poor Wendy?
Yeah, we'll go
oh
back
God,
to that.
Oh my God, who's poor Wendy? I want to hear.
Our friend Wendy got like these bumps.
Like, she looked like a fucking devil.
She got horns.
She had two horns either side. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Who's Wendy?
Our friend.
Oh, hi, Wendy.
She's at the Botox party. I don't think she's ever told
anyone
this.
Oh my God, she has
and she's so beautiful.
She's so gorgeous.
She's
anyway,
so
Chad,
beautiful.
Well, I'm sure she never go to a book sure, next party, yeah. Wendy.
I'm sure she won't mind us sharing. But she ended up with horns. Anyway, oh, the God. Doctor was like, don't drink, don't go to the gym, and don't fly for 24 hours or something. I think that's
I should know about the
say.
Flying thing.
I might have made that up. But
he's
I think
made, he's 100% made that up.
I thought that was a filler that you couldn't fly, but I don't know. I'm not an expert. I've never had filler, so I don't know.
I have had filler, which we will come back
have
to.
You?
Anyway, yeah.
You don't look like you have.
A chin and jaw.
Oh,
it's a life changer. Anyway, so we then, I had actually scheduled, I didn't know about the no drinking thing, and I had already committed myself to go on a night out, I think with James Patrice.
No, it wasn't. You just went out up to the plaza, not to the plaza, to the one in Swords.
Crown Plaza.
No.
To the right venue.
To the right venue.
The oh right my venue. God.
With the people.
How long ago was this? 5 years ago?
Oh, no, long. It was longer. They, oh no, this is when he first got it.
I think that, I don't think that's what happened that night.
It was. That was kick.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was a completely different night because Judy Riley didn't go out that night.
Okay.
Anyway, I went out.
We're giving away second names and everything on this pod.
End of the story is, sorry, Judy Riley, you're also implicated in this Botox party. And basically I came home that night and I was...
Had a few beverages.
I'd had quite a few beverages and I got up in the middle of the night to go to the toilet and I fainted. Right?
Yeah. Wow.
So I...
Full on hit the deck.
I hit the deck.
Were you there?
Yeah.
Oh, wait oh for God. It though. Can we just take a moment, right? Because I am a...
Potter.
I'm a pretty calm person. Paul starts hyperventilating, thinking I'm dying, that I'm dead. He's like, do I need to call an ambulance? So I am passed out on the floor like this. Paul, it's okay. Don't worry. Everything's going to be all right. Maybe just get me a glass
me
of
screaming.
Water. Paul. I'm like, I'm saying... Paul, you're going to be okay.
Yeah, you're going to be okay. He's looking up at me.
I'm passed out on the floor. You're going to be okay, Paul. Don't worry. It's fine. Maybe just get me a glass of water and I'm going to be okay in a minute. He was having a full freak out and somehow I'm calming him.
Like a surgeon.
Yeah.
It's okay. Just, I told you.
I'm a fucking surgeon.
Yeah.
I'm a 21 seasons of Grey's Anatomy. I am a neurosurgeon. Okay. Scalpel. But scalpel. Yes. So that was my first experience of Botox. It got much better since I went to an actual professional who doesn't let me drink while I get it done.
Yeah.
Like I have drank wine before once, but I did bruise a lot afterwards.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
That's because you fell.
That's because you fell.
Fair story. How do you feel about the like growing old gracefully or?
I'm totally against it.
Me too.
Cause so I think, my personal opinion. I'm like, no, I don't want to decompose. I want to like lie.
I think literally. If you get work done and the work is good.
But the work is good.
Fair now, look, play I, to you.
Like all jokes aside, like I'm not for the pumped up filler. No offense to anyone that gets it done. It's not for me.
Yeah, like, I think it can be done tastefully.
It can be done tastefully 100%, but I think you have to be right.
I think it was a trend. I think this is the thing you have to be careful of. Is like there's loads of like aesthetic trends that happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So like the big, full, huge lips were like that thing.
Yeah.
No.
Now, like I was speaking to Rue last week, a lot of the people who had that are in getting them dissolved.
Yeah, dissolved.
And getting like really small amounts of filler put back in their lips to like make
them just
fresh. And
apparently when they do dissolve it, they don't get rid of everything. There still could be remnants
apparently it takes years for it to actually
break down.
Go. But that's what like, not to like blow smoke up Rue's hole here, but like she is phenomenal in the sense that like if she's like, no, it's not going to suit you or it's not going to, she'll say no.
Yeah.
And you want
she's
someone
not
like
do
that.
It just
yeah, exactly.
The,
you want
like,
someone that's going to go,
for the coin.
No, for the money. And say, oh yeah, go on. She'd be like, no, I'm not doing it. So she'll always say like what's going to suit you. So I think at this stage, like probably like you, she'll know my face inside out. She'd be like, listen.
Yeah.
So if she said to me next year, 2 years from now, listen, why don't we try a bit of filler? I'd be like, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, because
you know
I kind of trust you.
You do have such a perfect face. Like you've such a beautiful face. You have such a beautiful face.
You lickers.
No, but you do. I think you have such
Give
a gorgeous face. So my thing is, I think that we are now in 2025, right? So I think growing old gracefully just looks different now.
I
right?
agree. I think because it's more like little tiny surgeries.
Just teeny tiny.
Teeny just
surgeries.
Tell me more, Dr. Byrne.
Just teeny tiny surgeries.
So I
should probably go for. Well, that's what I think it's going towards. Yeah.
But like, look at like Hollywood, right? I am obsessed at the moment. There is obviously a new fucking surgeon.
Sorry.
Whoever Hollywood. Lindsay Lohan's getting on.
Lindsay
like,
Lohan, Demi Moore, Victoria Beckham.
Donna,
who is she?
I haven't seen her.
So, oh
Because you know the way she was looking a bit.
She
looks like a bit Frankenstein.
She looks like a cat.
Yeah, but now.
Get your picture now.
She looks. I mean, whoever, if I find that surgeon, I will remortgage this house. No. I will remortgage this house and I will not tell my husband and I will come back with a different face and he will still love me.
All I'm going to say is if you remortgage a house without moving our mortgage first, I'll have an issue.
Jesus Christ, here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
So we currently, we currently have to move our mortgage because they're coming out of our fixed rate. This is the joy of being 40.
I'd love to input here, but I don't have a mortgage.
I live at home.
Better off, babe. Better off. Can I just tell you? I would happily swap for you with the admin that comes with the fucking shit of having to re-fucking mortgage our house.
Here she is now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, I know.
That's like a different person.
She's like a different human.
Oh, yeah. My God. That is
and
like
Madonna as well. Did you see Madonna's glow up?
Now,
but do we know who this is? Who is the surgeon?
I think they're all the same.
We don't know. They're gatekeeping. They're not telling us who the surgeon was.
So Madonna got fixed. Because Madonna looked
Madonna was looking a bit terrified. Now, yeah. I think Madonna went too far and I think they couldn't fully save her. Could they not? Well,
Madonna has removed
like, how do you guys feel about the grown old gracefully?
She's looking much better, but I think she went a step too far.
I mean, she's better.
She looked like a cat at one stage.
But I just think in 2025, growing old gracefully just looks different.
But it does. Like, but then we can't judge anyone who chooses not to and we can't judge anyone who chooses to.
No,
you know,
I
at the end
don't.
Of the day, like everybody is, it's like Sarah Jessica Parker. I'm like, she's phenomenal. I love her.
Oh,
she's
I saw a thing the other day being like, this is 50 and this is 50.
Exactly. Or 60 and this is 60. Comparing women, it's like, oh, no. Like for me personally, I'm like, but then my friend is like totally against it.
She doesn't want to go for it ever.
But I'm like, inject me with anything.
But I'm more about the people that like who want to get it done.
That happened this weekend. Wow.
But I am more for like I am more for talking about like openly talking about like the fact that I get Botox, which get it because I do think like. Rather than like, I mean, you have to now declare that you're using an AI filter on Instagram. If something's AI, you have to declare it. You have to disclose it. We have to disclose if like the water in our drink came for free. Like it is important. But I also think that like there's people who shouldn't like, I have no issue saying, yeah, I have Botox. I have a little bit of help. I have this thing. But for people also who want to get it done and are unsure,
I agree.
I'm like, go and talk to someone, go and investigate and don't feel, even if it's not something that all your friends do and you feel really passionate about it, you want it done, go wild.
But I think as well, like without getting too like, oh, but I think we have a responsibility, like if we are going to be considered an influencer and I use those air quotes very lightly, but like if you are going to be considered a person that's going to influence other people to do a certain thing, you have to be responsible in saying, I am doing this.
Yeah.
And
100%.
This is what I'm doing. And
100%.
I'm not like I'm 43. I naturally don't have no wrinkles. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to say, what is it that you're doing? She's pickled in champagne, ladies and gentlemen.
But obviously, if you get to 43, you have no wrinkles. You're doing something. So you can't say, oh, no, it's my water. It's my avocado. It's my vegetables.
People are like, I drink 4 liters of water a day. I'm like,
I'm still doing nothing.
Like, I mean,
but I do think if you have that platform, you have to be honest and say, I'm doing X, Y, and Z. And this
is why.
But like each their own. Like, and if someone says, oh, whatever, then cut them off, whatever. Like,
You're also not making people get a Botox injection.
It's my opinion. And I also think, from my experience, and that's it.
You have so much time to comment on my exterior or appearance.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Honestly, surely no one ever has anything bad to say about your appearance.
No, in fairness, I never get that.
What could they possibly say?
Have you seen me?
So how could they say anything? Have you seen this? No, I agree, Carol Byrne. There is nothing that could be changed about you.
I would like to go to just see what the likes of Rua would say.
No, I don't think you need Botox.
You need to have her in the podcast.
He just doesn't want me to go.
Yeah,
he just wants me to go and look more beautiful.
No, that's not it at all.
You have to.
I think you should go.
Hello, my name is Enrique Iglesias.
No, but I think you should go for the lasers because you get like your sensitivity.
I would
for your pigmentation.
I get pigmentation here. You have beautiful skin, friends.
You don't have any
Botox.
Can I tell you? I wash myself whatever's in the shower. I don't even look after.
I don't like before Botox. I had so many lines; it was shocking.
Really?
Yeah. Like in fairness, Rue always says, she's like, you're my best before and after. I'd love to post a picture of now, but I'm also not brave enough. I'm like,
Poster child. So basically, in short, on this hot take, our hot take is Don't grow old gracefully. Grow old whatever way you wish to grow.
Absolutely, 100%. Whatever way you want to grow old.
Do what's good for you.
Yeah. And just so you know, with 10% off another.
Oh, sorry, Penny.
Use this swipe up link for Botox from Amazon. No, money joking.
Come over to our house. I'll give you Botox filler.
What I would say is do speak to like a really good professional. And obviously we are just bonded over the fact that we have the same injector, but at the same time, like go to also whoever fits your budget, but is also medically trained.
About budget, I will say don't go cheap.
Oh,
don't
no, cheap. I wouldn't.
Oh, it's your face.
It's your face.
Don't go cheap.
Never. No. Ever be like, oh, it's €100. Oh, hell no.
If something is too cheap, it's too good.
Absolutely.
Too good to be true.
Especially your face. Yeah. Oh, no, I wouldn't risk it.
No, I wouldn't risk it for a biscuit. God. No. Anyway, we have been Mark Rogers, beauty extraordinaire, DIY extraordinaire, the lovely Paul Kinsella, and this
he's just wrapping
stunning
up for me.
Human. Yeah, I'm wrapping up for you. Wrap it up, bitch. We had the gorgeous Carol Byrne. Carol, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
My pleasure. You've been such a joy.
You've been a joy.
It was such a crack. Absolute
fucking joy.
And you can listen to our podcast anywhere that you get your podcast from, or you can watch us now on YouTube.
Yeah,
where you'll see the fun and frolics in person. But make sure you give us a review, but we only accept 5-star reviews.
That's all we take.
And if you do one under 5,
I think we need to stop saying that, because I think people are going to start being hateful.
Yeah, well, they might.
And just start giving 1-star reviews. Yeah, yeah.
You do minus you, boo, 2. But that's a choice you make.
Basically, we may be giving free gifts to people if you give 5-star reviews, if we can find you. And if you're giving a 1-star review, as I've said before, we will find you and we will kill you. Thank you so much for joining the podcast.
Bye.